Leah Heifetz grew up in Southeast Alaska and has always been interested in food. When she returned home after graduating from the University of Oregon, she says she noticed a lack of food security in the region.
There's little access that people have to local fresh foods.
In a 2014 assessment of the Southeast food supply, Heifetz found that roughly 95% of it is imported. She says there is a high demand for locally grown food, but lack of education in rural communities on how to grow and cultivate it. Heifetz developed a project to construct a greenhouse on wheels to tour throughout the region. The mobile gardening center will be housed by rural schools for 1 year at a time.
And this mobile greenhouse is a tool to get people thinking about growing food, but also a way to engage.
Heifetz says the greenhouse will be a multifaceted classroom for educators to teach science, math, and business. She says the intention is to demonstrate how to be less dependent on imported food.
By producing our own food, we have the opportunity to connect with our place more. We're depending on a system that's super vulnerable.
Heifetz says some of the factors that lead to food insecurity in Southeast include high transportation costs and weather hazards. The mobile greenhouse is expected to be complete by May, and Heifetz says it could not be done without help from community partners. Chino Douglas High School students are volunteering their labor for the project. Woodshop teacher Andy Bullock says it offers his students a chance to practice hands-on skills outside the classroom.
People, public, will see a greenhouse. I see it as a learning experience for my metals and construction class.
Bullock brings a handful of students to the University of Alaska Southeast Technical Education Center to build pieces of the project a few times a week. The greenhouse will sit upon a flatbed trailer and include adjustable shelves to hold potted plants.
It's good to do community projects in school like this, so we're always looking for more ways to do that.
Elena Peterson is the program director of the Sustainable Southeast Partnership, an organization sponsoring the greenhouse. The partnership typically works on projects that promote economic growth. Peterson says this project is different because of its strong educational component.
What is unique about it is that it's not specific to one community, but it could benefit many communities.
The culinary students of Thunder Mountain High School are scheduled to take in the greenhouse first. After that, it will likely journey to Cake or Hoonah. In Juneau, I'm Kevin Reagan.